help us to commence this morning with hymn 456. 456. The good hand of God has brought us again, a favour bestowed we hope not in vain, to hear from our Saviour the word of his grace, then be our behaviour becoming the place. Hymn 456.
Thank you.
May the Lord help us to read from Matthew chapter 9, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marvelled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about when he saw her. He said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant in prayer.
O thou most holy, yet most gracious, Lord God Almighty, thou that dwellest in glory, thou that art eternal, Lord, none can stay thy hand or say unto thee, What doest thou? Favour, help, draw sinners to thee this morning, to come before a throne, Lord, a throne of grace, a blood-sprinkled mercy seat, a place of pure gold, and Lord, to plead Thy word, thy promise, there I will meet with thee. Help, Lord, each to come. Lord, draw those that feel afar off, those that feel no man careth for my soul, those brought low, those burdened, Lord, those with all their desire before thee, groaning, not hid from thee. O Lord, draw such. Help each to come. Lord, to cast the burden upon the Lord, to know thy sustaining. Lord, as we stand here, as we gather with thy dear people here once more, another year has passed, so quickly gone, Lord, and we've added sin to sin. Daily, night and day, it's been, Lord, that awful catalogue. We are born in it. We are shapen by it. Lord, the dire contagion of sin courses through our very veins. It's so natural to us. But Lord, there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. We read of one groaning it out before thee, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But Lord, thou didst preciously show him one that hath delivered. Preciously bring him to knowing, to humbly trust in one that would yet deliver. And Lord, that's how we come. Lord, we would give thanks thy mercies. Thy mercies in it all. Thy mercies new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. But Lord, thou knowest those things. Lord, that have been known, those deep things that have been walked. Oh, undertaking it, Lord. Hear our cries, our groans one for another. Thou knowest those poor and afflicted. But oh, do blessedly show them that yet they are thine. Blessedly draw them to consider him that endured. Lord, then it will be blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. It's a deep, deep word, but oh Lord, it's thy word. Oh, may there be that comfort ye, then, my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Her warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned. She hath received of the Lord's hand double, preciously double, for all her sins. Lord, thou knowest each need. We bear the dear children, the dear younger ones before thee. They are brought into thy house. Oh, may there be from time to time. And in the Sunday school, something for them. Lord, some handful of purpose. Something to look back on. Many years hence, if this world remain, something precious, something different, something of Jesus. Help them to tell it to Jesus. Lord, as they so fast grow up, Lord, as they go to their schools, their classes, their playgrounds, and Lord, in the going to and fro, Lord, thou knowest the need. Oh, do keep them as the very apple of thine eye. Constantly deliver them from all evil. Lead them not into temptation. But Lord, may they know that there is one above, one almighty power, the Lord of heaven and of earth, all things, Lord, possible to thee. Lord, may they look to Jesus then, one mercy joined with power. May they know deliverances, help of God, and may they come under that good influence, we pray. Lord, help. Dear younger ones, life's pathway stretches before. We pray that thou would, Lord, guide them, help them, whether it be this time in education, those things of employment, those suitable places of abode, loved ones, perhaps to walk with in the pathway of life, looking unto Jesus. Oh, may they be favoured, drawn to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and to blessedly know, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, thine is the power and the glory, and it is still the same, this same Jesus, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. Thou knowest those secret needs, those wishes so weak. 'Tis Jesus inspires, bids thee still seek. May it be so, Lord. Lord, may they be kept then by the power of God. Delivered all evil from all evil, led not into temptation. Hear prayer, Lord, dear parents. Thou knowest all that it means in this our evil day and generation. Things we knew not as parents. Lord, things, Lord, where the old enemy works so subtly. As that silent serpent. But, O Lord, grant wisdom, grant help. May they lay help upon one that is mighty. And, Lord, to be favoured to seek that wisdom that is from above, that is first peaceable, then pure, easy to be entreated. Oh, favour them to know it, draw them to it. And oh, to stand amazed at times, full of praise and holy awe and thanksgiving, what hath God wrought? Hears their poor cries. Bless them then, Lord. Help them in this. My God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, to draw from it. Hear prayer, Lord, each that do bear the burden and heat of the day. Thou knowest all that it means. They may be younger, they may be older. Lord, help them, keep them, guide them, provide for them. And Lord, each with burdens, grant that patience, that wisdom, grant answers of peace and that strength, and hold their right hand, saying unto them, fear not. When it gets overwhelming, when it gets all too much, it's not too much for thee. Lord, Lord, oh, to stand on that rock, which is Christ. To preciously draw, none can lean too hard on thee. And Lord, those that do know the old age, increasing afflictions, Lord, and all that comes, and those that bear the burden with them, Lord, do undertake for them. Lord, lengthen out in that measure those faculties. Lord, those mercies in our members, those mercies in our minds. If it be thy most holy will. But, oh, Lord, may there be touches from time to time. It is well. May there be, Lord, help from above. Here a little, there a little it may be, but a blessed strengthening and a quietness, Lord, and a peace be still. Lord, as men, as women, waiting for their Lord. Lord, thou and thou alone can work in these things. We do pray for those that mourn. And our dear brother, Lord, thou knowest the depths. And each one, Lord, in that deep, deep pathway, Lord, do be their help, be their God, and Lord, a constant help, day by day and night by night. Lord, very present help in trouble. In mercy, grant at times a peace be still, the peace of God that passeth understanding. This same Jesus, then. We pray for each deacon. Lord, thou knowest all that it means. And Lord, we do pray thou would lead, exercise, hear their cries, their burdens. Grant all unto thee, to thy honour, to thy glory. Lord, and do sustain and keep as a church and people. We give thanks, Lord, what hath God wrought, not unto us, not unto us, unto thy name, may it ever be that honour, that glory. Lord, bind in thy fear and in thy love. And Lord, may there be others also. Others burdened, exercised before thee. Undertake, O Lord, undertake. And hear the cries, Lord, that thou would go out into the highways, hedges about this house of prayer. Thou knowest those that are thine. Are there none in the closet, Lord? Are there no secret ones? We think of thy servant of old. I, Iomium, left. I have yet 7,000 not bowed the knee to Baal. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, thou canst compel them to come in, that thy house may be filled. Lord, Lord, we pray then, let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy glory to their children. We pray, Lord, help my dear servant. We trust at home, those there. And Lord, Lord, in that sense, as a mourning church and people, Lord, we do pray for those. Raise up others, Lord. Work in these deep things. And Lord, thou canst raise up, Lord, in the church, at the desk, in the pulpit. The power is thine, all the glory will be thine. Great is the need of souls. Have mercy, O Lord. Now, Lord, do help us as we would turn to thy word. There is a deep that couches beneath. Oh, lead into the truth, blessed Spirit of truth. Take us by the hand, lead into it. May there be that touched one and another. Lord, that thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, at this time as we gather, thou knowest all in our land and abroad in the earth. We pray for our dear aged Queen. Pray, give thanks thy mercies. Pray thou work in her, through her, and in others also, younger and older. And Lord, we pray in our Parliament, Could we yet see thy ruling and overruling hand? Didst thou not raise up those in the days of the judges? Lord, oh, could there be a returning? Lord, could there be those brought to it in the deep, solemn responsibilities to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord? That there may be praying men, praying women, raised up in our parliament, those that know what Israel ought to do. Lord, thou hast favoured in past days. Oh, could it be seen again? Could there be a returning, Lord? Lord, we are guilty. Lord, we are of this land and nation. And Lord, ours is shame, ours is confusion. Lord, sin to the very core, not one stone to cast, but thou art the same. Lord, we pray then thy mercy in these things. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. Lord, we plead it in thee. And Lord, we pray for it, our dear brethren in Ukraine. And in Russia, Lord, thou knowest thine abroad in the earth. Lord, we beg that thou would, Lord, beat the sword into plowshares, break the spear. We beg, Lord, thou would work in these things, turn souls to thee. Thou knowest, Lord, the groaning. Oh, put a hook in the nose and turn back. And Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, why is England spared? Why is Britain spared? Lord, thy mercies is all we can plead. Lord, we come in filthy garments then. We pray now for help. Lord, in the pew, at the desk, in the pulpit, in the home, beg thou wash, cleanse all, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 837. Repent, awaken, souls repent. Hear the good tidings God has sent, as sinners saved and sins forgiven, and beggars raised to reign in heaven. Hymn 837.
in humble and complete dependence on the Lord who needed help. I'd pray your prayerful attention to draw your prayerful attention to the portion we read in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9 and the final verse. May the Lord help us to read the last three verses from verse 36. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. But when he, Jesus, he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad, a sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. A few days ago, I received a phone call. You're at Swavesey on the Lord's Day. Could you help us? I look back over those years when the Lord gave health and strength. Dear friends here would drive me. I could help. But I had to say no. Sorry. It's my stroke. I cannot help. But immediately, this exercise, this burden, this prayer, pray ye the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Not long before that call, the week before, I visited a dying man, riddled with cancer in his old age, one I'd walked with. In the things of the Lord Jesus, for many years, he needed the gospel. He needed that for sinners. He needed to know what the Lord would speak. He needed to know it was for him. He knew he had a precious, never dying soul. He knew ere long he must come before the judgment seat of Christ, that great white throne. Yet he felt to walk in darkness as those that had no light. The old enemy got at him. Pray ye the Lord of a harvest. He would send forth laborers. Those that labor in prayer. Mothers in Israel. Fathers. Younger ones. Oh, I ask you, dear children, you dear younger ones, have you ever spent a night in prayer for a loved one? As a child, I could take you back to a bedroom. Didn't know where my brother was. But oh, the burden of prayer. Pray on. Great is the need of souls. Eternity is a tremendous sound to guilty souls, a dreadful wound. We are born into this time state. May the Lord teach. It may be here a little, there a little. It may be in a moment, twinkling of an eye. What it is to possess a never dying soul. I don't want to, in any sense, preach self, but I would speak to his honour and glory. My mother tells me it was when I was 10 years old, walking. One summer's evening, on holiday, with their parents, their brothers, sisters. There was the sea. There were those waves coming down, wave upon wave. And I cannot describe to you the power, but oh, there was power and glory in a solemn question. Those waves had fallen, retracted, returned. Long before I was born, they would do so if this world remained, long after I was gone. But where would my soul be? Where will yours be, sinner? If you have a concern for your never-dying soul, there are dear old deacon at home. From a boy, right down to those last days, you'll pray ye the Lord of a harvest. He will send forth labourers into his harvest. What is this Lord spoken of here? What does the original language speak of? Who is the Lord Jesus himself directing to? One above. One with all power delivered unto me in heaven and in earth. One in control. The original language, of course, was the days of the Roman Empire. And the translation of it, in the original language, goes right up to the Roman Emperor, Lord. The Romans, you children learn about them at school. They had their hierarchy, can we say. Those officers, and it went right up those regional governors, etc., right up to the very top, the Caesar, the emperor. That's in an earthly sense. These kingdoms come, these kingdoms go, just as the Lord speaks. Powerfully, solemnly, in the book of Daniel. But oh, soul, this command to prayer goes right up to the top. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, great is the need of my soul. You've been favored. Have you felt it? Your soul labored over. Some of us have been favored, praying fathers. We can look back. They labored over their dear children. They laid help upon one that is mighty. Their souls, their pathway. Some of us have been favored. What the Lord promised, we read it in Jeremiah. I will give you pastors after mine own heart, to feed you with knowledge and understanding. I never really knew it until, I don't say that the pastors I was brought up under weren't praying men, they certainly were. But never entered into it. The blessedness of it. I was going out with my dear one. Favored to sit under a pastor that labored for souls. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. And what does this harvest speak of? It speaks of that is the Lord's gathered in. Brought in. And oh, that, in a blessed spiritual sense, you dear younger ones, older ones, oh, you entered into the prayer of those at the desk, those in the pulpit, as they labor for souls. Lord, hear the cries on my behalf. They may know nothing of what you're walking in at this time. They know nothing of your burden, your exercise, nothing of what has touched your soul. Would be gathered by those prayers. So, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Lord, remember me. It's a blessed prayer. With the favour thou bearest to thy people, visit me with thy salvation. And oh, may the cry for souls not cease. May the burden for souls not cease. This precious harvest. precious indeed, you know, at last. I would speak. Not to come too close, as it were, to any. But, oh, I would speak in love and faithfulness. But oh, the harvest, you know, at last. It's his to gather them, to be with Christ, which is far better. In that sense, we wouldn't hang on to them. No. There's that before, there's a blessed prospect, far better. Lord, there's that that is thine, and thine is the power and the glory. Lord, in thy time and in thy way, gather them. But in this work of the harvest, there is that that is prepared. There is that that is sown. In that that is prepared, there is that that takes root downward. There is that that needs the early rain and the latter rain. There is that that grows up. And it grows up, doesn't it, so silently. You can't see the root, but oh, those shoots, that grows up. But some of us proved how soon, how quickly, withered and cut down. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, Lord, may there be that work, that prepared. I remember years ago a dear servant of Christ. He spoke of the field and that first work of the plough. I'm no farmer, but I can still see the mental picture of what the Lord's servant spoke of. And that deep plough, that deep furrow, gone right through that field. So, some of us could look back and give thanks for the work of the plough. With others, it may be a far gentler work. As Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened, as young Samuel, when the Lord in the depths of the night seasons, that lamp went out in that temple of old, came and stood and spake as at other times. How many times did he go to dear old Eli? Go lie down again. I didn't call you. But the Lord was calling. And the Lord will not go away. Blessed be his holy name. His work. So, oh, however it be the beginning, it may be very small, as it were. But he won't shake it off. You plead that word upon which the Lord has caused you to hope. Plead it still. Lord, send thy servant. It may be a word spoken many years ago. The Lord can work through a red sermon. I've never forgotten. Many years ago, it was in a front room in Tunbridge Wells. Listening to you younger ones, probably never perhaps worked even a machine, but it was called a cassette tape in those days, and that dear old servant of Christ, you know. Oh, it's made a blessed room. You'll thank him for the affliction then. How the Lord blessedly speaks through these things. But oh, Lord, raise up. Exercise burden. Those with a burden for souls. There's none like that, you know. That he would send forth, will send forth labourers into his harvest, into his work, into his gathering. And the language is labourers. And it is a labour. So, it's a labour at the throne of grace. For those that do labour, it's a bearing of one another's burdens. Oh, no labour like the labour of precious, never dying souls. In a sense, blessedly send it forth, Lord. Pray, ye. It's not the same as you. You can mean a number. Ye means one. We are each solemnly accountable. We're each hearing this word this morning. Ye. May the Lord lay hold then one and another. May there be much prayer. And pray ye, the Church of Christ, collectively. Is there an encouragement here to pray on? Is there an encouragement here to labour on, to look again toward his holy temple? Lord, the need of souls is great. Lord, I can well remember my dear late father-in-law died at a comparatively young age. With one of our children, I rang him up. It may have been 3 o'clock in the morning and told him. All he said was, another one to pray for. Lord, as they grow up, you dear children here, are you prayed over? It's a blessing, it's a mercy. Souls born at the throne of grace. I could take you to one or two old mothers in Israel. When the Lord began to work in their souls, take you to one, she used to sit up on the top of the stairs. Pray and heard her dear grandfather pray. And oh, the desire to be found in those prayers. She felt, she knew those prayers reached the Lord God of Sabaoth, reached into heaven. There was no ceiling, as it were. The things of precious Jesus. A precious Jesus. Send forth laborers into his harvest. But there's another side to this word. Been laid upon me. Is there one? Is there more than one? The Lord knows. Here this morning. Maybe younger, maybe older. Maybe a boy, I know not. There is that word in Isaiah. It's early on in Isaiah. It was Isaiah's exercise. It was Isaiah's burden. He was shown that on high, high and lifted up, the Lord sitting upon the a throne, train filled the temple. And what did those cry? One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. There are times, you know, just as the psalmist, I think it is, describes it, when the trees of the field clap their hands, the whole earth full of his glory and praise, and the Lord can make it so in his house. There is that that moves powerfully. And oh, the soul knows that they're in an almighty presence. And they're dust and they're ashes before that power, that glory, that majesty. And what did this cause? Woe is me. For I am undone. Felt, the margin records it, cut off. Such glory, such power, such majesty, such holiness. All they could do was cry, Holy, 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 Lord is the Lord. Whole earth full of his glory. Woe is me, for I'm undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, unclean, filthy garments, have to constantly cry, unclean, 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 can ever God dwell here? Not like unto one of thy people, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. But oh, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, taken with the tongs from off the altar, laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. The unspeakable mercy, unspeakable blessing, the things of Jesus. But oh, what does it go on to say? Here's Isaiah. Woe is me. Down in the very dust. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I. Send me. So, pray ye the Lord of a harvest that he would send forth, will send forth labourers into his harvest. Is there that you shrink from praying for? He will bring you to pray. It's his command. It's his command in the gospel. And you know, it won't be in vain. Blessed be his holy name. When the Lord has a command, there'll be that that goes forth. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Isaiah was. You read through the word, the Old Testament and the New. There is that. The Lord lays upon one and another. And oh, here am I. Send me. As if the poor man stands in that sacred, holy awe. But humbly, it's a very humble word. Not my will, but thine be done. Here am I, send me. You know, there's a following. The Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ in this. In the garden, we read of the agony, and being in an agony, prayed more earnestly. We read of the going to and fro. We read of the going a little further. What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? In this great burden, the burden of his church, the burden of precious, never dying souls. The Lord moved with compassion to them. Oh, soul, burdened soul, reluctant soul, shrinking soul, may the Blessed Spirit move you with compassion and see the needs. It may indeed be, it was with me, for those as yet unborn, literally, into this time state, but the burden of their souls. Oh Lord, leave none at last to lie in hell. The solemnity of it. Dear Isaiah, then, I, send me. But I want to touch this when this word so increasingly laid upon my spirit. There is that in the book of Leviticus. And there is that in the gospel sense, so it's in Deuteronomy as well, where there is that of the harvest and the gleanings, those things that are dropped, and also the forgotten sheaf, when the harvest carries on. There is that command in the Old Testament to don't go back for that sheaf. You leave it there. You leave those gleanings, those things that have dropped for the poor. For those precious souls. For the poor and the needy. So, has there been a sheaf left for you? To feed you, sustain you, pray ye the Lord of a harvest that he would send forth labourers into his harvest. That others may be blessed with a sheaf left. Others may be blessed with those gleaning. Ruth, she went, didn't she? There was that left for her. She could bring it back to dear Naomi. Let her be, as it were, Boaz says. Let fall some handfuls of purpose for her. Pray ye the Lord of a harvest in these things. But what I came to, I think it's in Leviticus. It's where Moses commands Aaron and his sons, come before him, they are washed and they are clothed. And it goes through all those things. That Old Testament, these things that speak, these things that point to the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus, to the promised Messiah. And then you read on in that chapter, and we read, Moses took the blood. Those three words were very precious to my soul. Took the blood. Speak of the blood. I could take you to a dear old deacon, one of the Croydon Chapel. Oh, he said to me, and it was his dear old pastor, Mr. Wood. He used to pray as he sat under that ministry in those days. And, oh, speak of the blood. It was precious to him. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, that cleanseth from all sin. Took the blood. So, may the Lord blessedly open it up. Lead into the truth, the things of Jesus. The New Testament in my blood. My blood shed for sinners. Oh, is it precious? Pray ye the Lord of the harvest then, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Well, the Lord knows. Oh, may we not be left to quench prayer. Deep is the need in our day and generation. And when there's no sign, no sign of that for souls, so pray on, pray on. Dear Mother in Israel spoke to me only a few weeks ago. She said, you know, we prayed for it for so long. And it so suddenly all came to pass. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest. The Lord's work speaks of the time of the harvest. Our times are in his hand. All events at his command. And there is one in control. And there is encouragement in this word. I think of a dear old deacon. One of the first times ever stood on Zion's walls. He said to me in the vestry, you know, there's such encouragement in the Church of Christ. When the Lord sends forth, because he says there's a work still to be done, there will still be those souls the Lord works in. You dear children, you dear younger ones and older ones, pray to be found in it. Lord, remember me. Let thy work appear unto the children. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, this is a command from heaven to the Church of Christ, indeed down to the end of time. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest, in his time and in his way. Blessedly send them forth, Lord. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school is at Bethany this afternoon at 2:30. And Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and on Friday evening there will be a prayer meeting for church members at 8:00. And Mr. Chapman, God willing, will preach next Lord's Day. And St. Ives also hold a special prayer meeting on Wednesday evening at 7:15. Let us close with hymn 1012. Himself he cannot save, insulting foe 'tis true. The words a gracious meaning have, though meant in scorn by you. Hymn 1012.
do wash, cleanse all. But oh, do bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. Help in the Sunday school, the dear children and those that teach. Gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Grant thy word. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.